This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And I guess the question is, are you that exceptional American? Yes, you are. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And by the way, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, a lot of things happening. We've got big fires going on all around the world. No, just in America, just in California right now. I wonder why Jerry Brown's dystopia, the dystopian world of Jerry Brown out here in California. Major fires burning in North and South. You have fire emergencies declared so far that we know of, unless it changes in the next several minutes or hours, and we'll be telling you. You've got Yuba County, Napa, Sonoma County, looks like Mendocino County, and probable Orange County right now, fires raging and all, and other places starting to develop apparently up towards the Shasta County area towards Redding. So this is a big stretch, if you will, and of course it's very timely, a lot of suspicion going on about the starting of these fires, and you know, not just me. It's our listeners. It's everybody out there. You see it all over the internet. Very, very suspicious. All of a sudden, shazam, they all start. And, of course, one of my listeners brings up the fact that it was Antifa who was supposed to pull something off big yesterday. And all these fires, they started big yesterday, right with the weather changes that happened. Boy, obviously, they must read those weather reports over there at Antifa. Excuse me, it's time for a fresh cup of brew. And yes, we brewed off a pot just before the end of the last hour. So here we are with a fresh cup of brew. I'm sorry, got to do it. Anyway, like I said, a lot of things going on. We're covering right now this whole thing that's going on in Las Vegas. Very interesting story. very interesting things going on there relative to even Facebook and some of the videos that are out there about the incidences that occurred. There's an interesting one that's out there. Very, very interesting one.
He's friends with Anonymous. I mean, the real Anonymous, the ones that are actually doing the hacking, not just normal people who join Anonymous. Well, anyway, he sent me some screenshots of what Anonymous has put out on the internet. Evidently, Anonymous has hacked the Las Vegas Police Department's computers, and they found some notes being sent back and forth between the FBI and the police. I'm going to put it all up on the screen for you guys, and I'm going to go over it in 1 second. I'm just asking you guys to do one thing. You need to share this video everywhere, because I have to title the video strangely, or Google and YouTube will flag it, pull it down, and delete it. So nobody's going to want to click on this video, and nobody's going to see this video if you guys aren't sharing it, because it's titled so weird. But anyway, let me just jump right into it. I'm going to give you guys the information. After I give it to you, I'm going to put it on the screen. I mean, I'm going to put it on the screen so that you can see where it was sent, so you can track the information down for yourself.
Okay, let me bring you to a little bit of focus right now. I was sent this days ago, and we've been trying to track the story, some of the story, and in fact, some of the story matches what we've been broadcasting and what we knew before we even got this. And it's got some very, very key elements of information. And again, this is purportedly driven by Anonymous and put out by this person. I'm not going to say the title of it because it's out there. And they will take it down. Now, I say this about taking down because just before Showtime, our website was hacked again. The redundancy systems work. It's back. But there are interesting things that have happened. Certain key stories are incomplete and not on there. Oh, don't you find it absolutely amazing when this sort of thing happens, don't you? So this is what he's talking right now. So those of you that don't understand what's going on with Google, with Facebook, with YouTube, all these different agencies out there, they're censoring stories that are against the globalists. This has been going on for a long time, but now they're really doing a huge job on this situation in Las Vegas. And everybody that's in the world of YouTube reporting and all the alternative reporting knows this. That's why he's had to label this a different, other than what the content is, story on the titling of his YouTube. Now, the reason why he does this is obvious. They shut it down. They've got keyword searches, and they shut it down, what the content is based upon the storyline. That's why you're seeing sometimes interesting stories pop up, and you hear, you know, sometimes hear, or you look at your website, or you look at your Twitter feed or Facebook, and the story's gone. It's like, wow. Well, you know, we figured out ways around that. And what you do is you title it different completely than what the content is, and that way it gets by the censors, so you get to see it. So in other words, they're censoring like crazy, so you're not getting the true breadth of the story.
Okay. So this is probably the realest we're ever going to get from the Las Vegas thing, this information hack. Stephen Paddock was an FBI agent supplying arms to ISIS inside the USA.
Oh. Let's see. Where did you hear that before? We knew about the gun running because it's obvious there was gun running going on because of so many guns in the room, right? 31 guns. That's our count. That's what we've been told. That's what our sources tell us. I understand there's other accounts of 23 to 27. We are under the impression from our sources. This is from our sources. Check it out. I know it might not be aligned with other sources and so on. 27 guns were in the room and 4 are missing. That's our count. We had 31 as the count of guns. Now, if you start thinking about it, that could be interesting. But we understand that Paddock was engaged in two things, gun running and money laundering. Now, was he an agent? As of this morning, my source says, yes, absolutely. That's my source. I stand on it.
The LVMPD knows the motive behind the attack, but the FBI will not allow us to release the motive because it implicates the FBI in illegal arms deals and supplying arms to ISIS terrorists inside the U.S. borders.
Now, where have we heard that? Where we supply the arms to ISIS, Hillary and Obama, right? Scott Bennett. We're supplying arms inside America's border. By the way, how does it work? In California, I can tell you exactly how it works. And I can tell you about this. We'll break some news. The Mexican cartel and Canadian compact. Using the I-5 corridor for guns and human trafficking. Here's the caveat for human trafficking. Break and news for everybody. It's Al-Qaeda and ISIS that they're trafficking in large trucks. Anyway, we got a break coming up. When we come back, we're going to hear more from this, hidden YouTube. That they will definitely take down once they find out who it is. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about Mandalay Bay. The plot is thickening in a big way. In a big way. By the way, it looks like Chris Street's going to be joining us at the bottom of this hour. And we'll be making appropriate adjustments in the third hour. But anyway, I'm telling you, it's one of those kind of mornings. Things are just going chaotic. There's nothing like a little bit of chaos, right? Chaos theory, as they might say. Interesting little thing. By the way, our website was hit. Our redundant features came on, except they did manage to... Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? What they took down were the links to, guess what? Cal Fire. I don't know why they would do that. I have no idea why they'd do that. There's only fires going on. We've been reporting it. Doesn't that just make the tinfoil hat on your head fry? You can't get away from it. You can't make it up. You can't. Go look at the website. Agenda21radio.news. And look at the right hand. It's not there. That's where the links are. It's not there. I just wonder. Anyway, so we got this double secret probation information that it came out actually last week. We're aware of it. It's not. This was not our original source. We sourced it. Our information about regarding this from other sources, and even up until yesterday, sourcing some of it. So because I didn't want to put it out there, just to put it out there, and could, oh, this is what's going on. You know, we have to have verification that some of this is true, or actually all of it is true to our knowledge. I mean, so what we have been able to do is verify. Yes, it is.
Stephen Paddock was an undercover FBI agent who participated in multiple illegal arms deals in the Las Vegas area in a gun-running entrapment scheme similar to Fast and Furious.
Oh, let's see. Now, Scott Adams came on last week and said this is... Well, maybe it was me I said that. And then, yeah, I think I was the one. I don't really care. We had Scott Adams on in the discussion. We were saying this is just Fast and Furious of some sort. The guy has what all the... I don't care if it's 23, 27, or 31 guns. He's got a lot of guns. Why would you have a lot of guns and all of a sudden ammunition? And, you know, the thing that pops up in my mind, that this guy was a rich guy. Why would he get those special bump stocks? Why would that happen? Why would he need those? He could go out and buy raw machine guns if he wanted to, and he can get them on the black market. Why would he get those? But, you know, ISIS, we've heard about the ISIS training he's been affiliated with. Was he an FBI agent? Was he a double agent? What, you know, those are informational things we need to find out, obviously. We also said that it was not just, you know, ISIS. You had other players in there. You have, of course, Al-Qaeda. When you got ISIS, you got Al-Qaeda. You got Antifa. They're there. They're working overtime. You also have MS-13. There's no doubt about MS-13. And that's what's coming up the I-5 corridor, by the way. That's the latest we have. Wonder what that's all about. Well, timing is everything, right? What about this November 4th date? Everybody thinks something's going to happen. We don't know. Anyway, so, you know, you had, the Sioux boots. So you got all the cast of characters there, and now we're starting to find out about it.
Paddock thought he was engaging in another routine arms transfer. But ISIS had learned about the entrapment scheme and Paddock's true identity. They killed him and carried out the massacre and then fled the scene.
They killed him and carried out the massacre. Now, what did that mean? Shooting from the windows? Perhaps. Did it also mean maybe those four weapons that we can't account for were downstairs? One from the fourth floor window that we have the... It's pretty obvious when you hear the report from the rifle, and also this is from the cab driver, and of course the light from the flash, the muzzle flash, it's pretty obvious it's coming from the fourth floor. That's just everybody understands it. You start to listen to the reports of the weapons, and you realize there's more than one weapon. There's several, three or four at least, because every gun has a different sound signature. And, you know, if you haven't seen how this all works in studios, it's basically you have sound, you can record sound, and every sound records a spike or a dip, okay? And you can tell somebody's voice print from that. Everybody's got a unique voice print, just like every weapon has a unique voice print or sound print.
Everything is being kept under extreme wraps because armed ISIS terrorists are still at large, and this is very embarrassing to the FBI, and they don't want the scheme to become public knowledge. I'll be putting further information up. There's still some more. I'm not going to read it all. This is in regards to the cameras. It's also mentioned the reason Stephen Paddock had cameras up everywhere, because he was an FBI agent, because he was recording the...
Well, there may be a solution to that. Okay, this came out the 4th or 5th last week. I want to actually say that it was the 3rd, but we had already had much of the story told to us, which matches what he's saying here. This is very believable for me because of what our sources have told us about this whole situation. The other thing that's not brought out in this, and is, which is the observation of Scott Adams, which we have had confirmed by our sources about what he was up to, and that is the money laundering angle of it. And as we were talking about it yesterday, you know, that's a big deal. Now, remember how what this is all prompted by. And this is, again, I'm going to throw this at you. And by this, I love the citizen journalist reporting this. This is a citizen journalist you just heard. I'm not going to mention his name. Sorry. That's a YouTube that's out there. We have it up on our Facebook. We'll see. I shouldn't have mentioned that. But it's up there. You can see it as long as you go to our Facebook. Now, go to our website, agenda21radio.news, and click on the Facebook icon. If you want to Twitter me, my Twitter is A21RPaul, A21RPaul. A as in Adam, the number is 2 and 1, and R, the letter for radio, Paul, P-A-U-L, A21RPaul. Okay, now, but getting back into this, Las Vegas gunman shot security guard a full 6 minutes before he killed everybody else. He shot everybody else. This is what they're now reporting. This is from the LA Times. And this is why it's so salient. I mean, you can't make it up. And, you know, you're sitting there thinking, There's two elements of this story I want to bring out to you. And I'm not going to read the whole story, but this is from the LA Times, and they got a great diagram. Yeah, I really put it in there just because I wanted the diagram so you can see the layout of the room and the odd shape on the corner room of the Mandalay Bay in the room that he was at on the 32nd floor. And so you can understand the logistics about this. It shows where his body is, shows where the entry is. Two cameras on, so it shows all the stuff that needs to be shown there. And it says here that they're now revealing that Stephen Paddock of Mesquite, Nevada, was shot by Mandalay Bay security guard Jesus Campos after Paddock had unleashed his deadly volley on the Route 91 Harvest. That is not true. He was shot, this is the security guard, before he killed everybody. A good 6 minutes before. That is what we found out. Now, we had conflicting stories at the time, and we went with the sheriff's report until yesterday. And here is the other important thing that citizen journalists have brought out, which leads to a whole other series of questions that we have answers for. We're going to report them to you. But why did they not tell us that he checked into the room on the 25th, and they kept insisting that he checked into the room when? On the 28th. There's something wrong with that picture. And it was citizen journalists who reported this when? Last Tuesday. Why did we have to wait so long? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Yeah! Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Now, if you are out there, and of course it's hard to hear me now, some people have been reporting that our sound is down in certain places. That's interesting. I'm trying to just shut us off, but it's not going to happen. Anyway, right now it's Chris Street, and Chris, I guess we have a lot of fires going on in California.
Well, that's right, Paul. There's actually 64 fires going on. I just sent in my article to Breitbart. It should be up any minute. But at the current count, there's 64 significant fires in California. And, of course, the worst hit area so far, and that when I say so far, I mean so far, has been the wine country, where there are now, I believe, seven major fires. Have burned approximately 94,000 acres, killed 11 people, destroyed 2,000 homes and businesses, and the most grim statistic, there's 100 people missing in the county.
Yeah, and you know, I have friends in all those counties, and in fact, I was on the phone the last couple of days because of New California State's business with people in Napa, Sonoma, and Mendocino counties, and also, of course, in Yuba County, which is a close sister county to where I'm at. And that was where we have a lot of people that I have friends up there living in various places of Yuba County that I haven't been able to talk to, and they don't know about their houses up there. They were evacuated out of Browns Valley and other places, and they haven't returned. They don't know about their houses. So this is very, very grim overall. But, Chris, the number 64, this is outrageous.
Paul, this is welcome to the real world. The Diablo winds. You know, this is in Southern California, you call them Santa Anas, and Northern California, you call them Diablo winds. These are sort of desert-like winds that have high temperatures, but more importantly, they have very low dew points, which means they just suck the moisture right out of the ground and make it perfect kindling for fire. Now, fire is a healthy, active issue in forests and in even grasslands. Unfortunately, there are people living there now.
Yeah, that kind of makes it very, very problematic about what's going on. And of course, the fire resources, the resources able to control these fires is just over the top, not there.
Well, California has 55 aircraft operating in this, and after a big, long negotiation, fight back and forth, we actually have the only 747 firefighter. It's from Evergreen, and all of the equipment is deployed. There ain't no more.
Okay. So burn, baby, burn. Is that what's going to have to happen?
Well, I mean, I think that people are volunteering. It's really, you know, a great statement about the state of California. But, I mean, when I was a kid, you know, on the freeways, they'd pull your car over and pull your dad out and put him on the fire line. Yeah, we don't have that anymore, you know. But when you talk about California, fire is a major issue. And don't think it's just a California issue. It may actually be even worse in Oregon right now.
Haven't heard about Oregon. Haven't had any checkups on that, but the same place.
Oregon's a little, you know, seems kind of falls off the map, and there's not as many people there. But they've got, I believe, 52 fires, and, you know, just the same kind of problems. And you know, I'm sure they've got all their equipment, and I'm sure they've got just absolutely fantastic firefighters. We have one fire that's burning up on the Northern California border that's been burning since August 14th.
That's up there in Siskiyou County.
Yes, it is. That's right. I'm looking at my own article. I got up at 4 to start writing this thing, and you know, it's I believe Siskiyou County, and it's burned 36,000 acres, and it's, you know, 4% contained. How's that for what, August, September, October? You know, you're almost 9 weeks into this thing, and it's 4% contained.
Okay, so I see your articles in here. California wine country under threat from 6 uncontained wildfires. That was previously posted. Donnelly's got an article about Southern California wildfires, exclusive Anaheim Hills community. Orange County, this is yours, Orange County Canyon fire burning homes and forcing thousands to flee.
Well, Paul, everyone knows that I write articles and I put in the, you know, I'm the information guy. You want statistics and detail, that's what I do. You know, I put links in all my articles. So, you know, my experience is, especially young people, you know, they're going to fact check you anyway, so give them the facts. And so I get a big following on that. The good news is I get a great following. God knows how I had an article last week with 3,000 comments. You know, God knows how many people had to read your article to actually comment, maybe 100, you know. Unfortunately, I have just been writing and not sleeping much lately because we are just loaded with news.
Yeah. You know, a couple of things that are going on here, and I wanted to address, this is something that's sort of been a long time thing coming, and that is Catherine Rodriguez wrote an article. It says, Governor Jerry Brown vetoes bill allowing for state task force on opioid prescriptions. And then I see that you got an article, dealers make 30 to 100 times more money hustling synthetic heroin.
That's exactly right. The synthetics cost $5,000 to $6,000, and you know, a nice kilo of heroin, black tar heroin from Mexico, is about $64,000. And the hit from fentanyl, which is one of the synthetics, is about 30 times stronger. And it's carafentanil is 100 times. So, you know, to think that, you know, that the drug regime is over, and you know, somehow people are going to come to their senses. This stuff is the biggest hit in history. And one of the problems, Paul, and I say it's a problem, because users actually don't like to throw up, which is what happens when you do heroin. You often throw up. If you snort it, you can throw up, and if you shoot it, you almost always throw up. But these new synthetics, you don't throw up, so they can be cut into other drugs, cocaine and, you know, ecstasy, methamphetamines, and, you know, some of these dealers are making trade names in ecstasy and cocaine because they're spicing them. They call it lacing. They're lacing these drugs with these really powerful opioids, you know, that have a tendency to kill. There were 64,000 people that died of drug overdoses last year. Only 15,000 died from heroin. 21,000 died from fentanyl. So, and you know, this has really been a, you know, a epidemic that started 3 years ago. But man, is it getting big.
Okay, here's the big question. How many people died of gunshots?
I couldn't tell you that, but I'm sure that... Yeah, I don't live in Chicago.
Yeah. You know, Chicago seems to have a
propensity. So what is the number, Paul?
You know, I really don't know, but I know it isn't... It isn't nearly as big as they, you know, it's not nearly as big as the heroin business or the opioids, the drug overdoses, not even remotely close to that.
Well, you know, you have these unique situations in the Obama administration where, you know, bad guys are good and good guys are bad. You know, the people who carry guns, you know, legally have killed a bunch of terrorists and other people, the mall in Oregon, you know, churches. You know, an unarmed society is always going to be the victim of an armed criminal, terrorist, or nutcase. And the worst part about these issues is, you know, gun control is now a joke because you have essentially the ability to print a gun, you know, with relatively inexpensive equipment. Now, it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be a Ruger, but I mean, it'll get the job done. So, you know, to think somehow that, you know, the few police that we have, and I really respect the police because they get run around all over the place.
10 seconds, Chris.
Yeah, I'm all for guns.
Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More Second Amendment issues coming your way here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
With Chris Street here, Breitbart, Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about a couple of things. We've been talking about the fires. We got the latest on the fires, and Chris just wrote another article about the fires. We're looking for it on Breitbart. They're not there yet. And also about heroin and opioid addiction, which is something that is skyrocketing like crazy. And we're trying to look for some statistics. I know they're out there. I just don't have them up here on my screen yet. However, I don't know if Chris did any research on this either in the break, but this is what we had from Barbara Menendez. This was something that was sent by way of Larry Verga, a very nice guy, I might add, Larry Verga. Sadly, this is a thing that she wrote. Sadly, 529 deaths, mostly young people, by guns in Chicago in 2017 to date. Chris, your thoughts on that?
Well, Paul, the total number of gun injuries is 73,505 last year. I think there's 33,636 deaths due to firearms. You know, so it's 10.6 deaths per 100,000 people. But you take a look at where these deaths are; they're definitely inner city, and you know, they're gang on gang violence. You know, the idea that you go shoot your wife or something like that is really a very small minority. And, you know, the guns of, deaths from passion, they call it, are really a minority. Mostly these are, you know, these are thugs that are looking to kill somebody and make the name for themselves, you know, doing their quote unquote business. So, you know, it's, I guess, right now, if you're in Sonoma, Napa, Mendocino County, you better be packing a gun because there are people looting homes and running around bad boys all over the place.
Yeah, that's so, what, good point.
I mean, so, you know, are they doing it to feed their opioid habit? I don't know. But I guess we kind of jumped around today. You know, there's a whole lot going on. And I think that, you know, let's just mix it up a little bit more. All these distractions America has, we're a big country. There's 330 million of us. You know, we're a big piece of land. We have property the size of China. I think we're actually a slight bit bigger than China. You know, so we're, you know, we've got all kinds of people strung out all over the place in the continent. Unfortunately, you know, this is our turn to suffer tragedy with fire, but there's nothing new about fire. We get this every year. Unfortunately, The good news is we had a tremendous amount of rain that came in the 3 months, December through February. And then it actually, we didn't make a record last year, an all-time record. We only got to about 27 inches average. The record's 32, I believe, in 2010, 2011. But that's because it rained during the whole what's called rain year, which starts October 1st and, you know, ends September 30th. It pretty much stopped raining, you know, after February, a little bit in March, and we had a pretty warm spring, not much different than most springs. The difference is that you had so much water, and the, you know, the water content of the soil was so high that it just was the perfect test tube, you know, to grow a tremendous amount of shrub and grasses.
Right.
And now you're at the end of the season, and that stuff historically, if you didn't have a man on the earth, that stuff would burn off.
Well, you know, that's the thing, is we just don't know what is going on with so many things. I'm just getting massive numbers of text messages about my website, actually. People not being able to get in and things like that. But,
There's internet problems all over the place. I know Skype was down this morning early. So I think we live in a complicated world where there's a little bit of hacking out there.
There's a lot of hacking going on. We know that, and we're getting reports even from Southern California about things like that, especially yesterday. But we're also getting reports about hacking here, but also disruption in service. Of course, where they have these fires, there's going to be a lot of disruption in service, and that's why we can't. We're trying to get a hold of some of the people, and I know that there are some air broadcast channels that are in the areas that are affected. They don't have an internet, so right now they can't get the digital signal. We'll have to wait for some of our shows in the area that we broadcast in here in Northern California to crop up before we can start hearing from these people. But, if you're out there right now and you're involved in one of these fires, or you know people that are involved with fires, number one, don't go out there to try and help them unless they specifically ask for it, because you get to be a problem for the firefighters and disaster relief people by entering into the fray, so to speak, unless there's some specific things, and you'll have to make that judgment. But if you don't go out there. This happens all the time, where people end up becoming a problem, a big problem for the firefighters and everybody else, and they get themselves in trouble, and pretty soon some of them get killed, and they thought they were doing a good job by going in there and interfering. I think that's pretty good advice, don't you, Chris?
Well, absolutely, Paul. You know, there's actually, if you go on the Cal Fire website, there's plenty of opportunities to volunteer. And my favorite, you know, charities are the Salvation Army and the Red Cross. And I guarantee you they're mobilized. They don't make a big deal about their mobilization, but every time there's tragedy, the Salvation Army is just incredible. It's actually a church, but they're non-denominational when it comes to pain. You know, if you want to volunteer, I suggest you call the Salvation Army. They will put you on a crew, and they will tell you where you need to be and probably drive you there if you can't get in. So they need volunteers, but they need volunteers where it makes sense. One of the areas, especially if you folks have experience with animals, is all the fairgrounds right now are going to have large animals, and they need lots and lots of people to take care of them because, of course, you know, it's an evacuation environment, and it's going to be pretty impacted.
Okay, hang on. We got another small segment. I want to ask you a very quick question about Illinois. Billions in Illinois bills not sent for payment. We'll come back from the break. We'll get a quick response from Chris Street on that. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get
Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthyman is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street for the final minute or so. Chris, this whole thing that's going on in Illinois seems to be kind of an interesting situation. They can't pay their bills.
Well, that's right, Paul, because, you know, just like our state controller, John Chang, back when California had its problems in the Great Recession, he just stopped paying bills. And that's really what they're doing in Illinois. They're not writing script or giving you, you know, post-dated checks or something like that. They're just not writing bills. And if you're a vendor, what are you going to do? If you don't sell to them, you know, maybe they cut you off, or, and if you sell to them, maybe they go bankrupt and then you get stretched out for a long time. Most people don't realize that Orange County stayed in bankruptcy for 23 years and just emerged from bankruptcy in July of this year.
So that's the way to handle it. Just let it go by over time.
That, I mean, I think that's just the you know, all of this that's out there, you know, is not going to change. You know, government thinks that they have money in the account if they have checks they can write on. I mean, you know, the irresponsibility is nothing new.
Right.
I don't think that the people in government, you know, the actual workers there, you know, yep, the technical people are in any way incompetent. They just have politicians.
Okay, Chris, listen, we got to go, buddy. Thanks for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. And ladies and gentlemen, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're Cindy Dowd and SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.